with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Those who spend a great deal of time with President Biden admit there are moments when he seems somewhat jumbled and trails off in mid-sentence. To top it off, a number of Democrat leaders admit the president's performance at the debate was disastrous. In the meantime, political analyst Chris Galdery says the president doing radio interviews is okay, but he really needs to be seen.
I think the problem he's facing is that none of these radio call-ins or anything is going to get anywhere near the wall-to-wall coverage that the debate has.
And he adds, this is no time for the president to avoid being in the public eye.
I think he needs to be putting himself in front of not just voters, but the press as much as possible.
In the meantime, President Biden says in an interview that aired today, the stakes in the election against Donald Trump extend far beyond his own political prospects and go to the future of the nation's economy and democracy itself. Also at SRNnews.com, Hezbollah has fired more than 200 rockets into Israel.
After this latest attack, Israeli Defense Forces struck several towns in southern Lebanon, where local news outlets say at least one person is dead. In the Lebanese town of Sheba, civil defense workers tried to extinguish fires from the Israeli bombardment. The Hezbollah strike is one of the largest attacks during the months-long conflict along the Lebanon-Israel border. I'm Nayan Kim.
Americans aren't allowing the very hot weather to keep them at home during the holiday. AAA says more than 74 million people are traveling more than 50 miles from home. By the way, the average price of gas over the weekend, $3.49 a gallon. This is SRN News. Church of England is apparently headed for a split.
An alliance of conservative clergy and laymen are warning Anglican leaders not to adopt special services for the blessing of same-sex marriages. The denomination's General Synod begins Friday, and it is feared that the services will be adopted without debate and outside of the usual parliamentary process. The conservatives say if that happens, they will form, quote, a new de facto parallel province within the Church of England. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's Supreme Court will consider two challenges to a 175-year-old law banning abortion. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin challenging the law, claiming Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that people have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness invalidates the ban. A Republican prosecutor had asked the Supreme Court to overturn a Dane County judge's ruling. The law only prohibits feticide, not abortions. This is SRN News. A fourth dairy worker in the U.S. has been infected with bird flu.
Health officials say the worker in Colorado had an eye infection and has since recovered. The man worked on a farm in Colorado and had direct contact with infected cows. Three previous cases of human infection linked to cows were reported in dairy workers in Texas and Michigan this year. As of this week, the Agriculture Department says more than 135 dairy herds in a dozen states had reported infections with bird flu that originated in poultry. John Scott reporting.
Two women in a Chicago home, a police officer serving a warrant in Cleveland, and an armed person making threats in Yellowstone National Park. Among those people who have been killed in shootings on this, the 4th of July, three boys, ages 5, 7, and 8, were also wounded in that shooting in Chicago. More details at SRNnews.com.